You were listening to episode 519 of the Latina Mom Legacy Podcast. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and even though I don't believe in this holiday, I do believe in love. In this episode, I share my top relationship tips and the keys to my long relationship with my rockstar husband, Percy Triano. Learn about our controversial vows, what keeps us going, and how we balance our different parenting styles. Plus, Percy chimes in to give you his thoughts. Yo, a bilingual parenting educator, author, and multilingual mom, te invito as we take a closer look. Así que no te lo pierdas. Hola, hola, ¿cómo estás? I hope that you're doing well. I hope the life is treating you kind. Welcome to another episode of the Latina Mom Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Jenny Perez. This week, I am on my way to Miami, Florida to visit my mommy. My mommy has some doctor's visits and some tests that they have to run. So I am going to be with her for the next few days and crossing my fingers that all goes well. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome to the show. The Latina Mom Legacy has now been streamed in over 74 countries. That is like incredible. So thank you for tuning in from whatever corner of the world that you are tuning in from. And I want to say that if you are a Spotify subscriber and you subscribe to the show, if you're a follower, you can check out our polls. You can check out our questions. You can also leave comments about the show and I will be happy to share your message with the world. In last week's episode, I talked about 10 productivity hacks or my top 10 productivity hacks for Latina moms. And in case you missed that, you should check that out. And if you missed Katia Reguero Lindor, host of the Unapparent podcast and also wife of Medstar Francisco Lindor, you should check that episode out and take a listen. That is episode 516. We had a lovely conversation about motherhood and her inspiration of starting the podcast. Así que I encourage you to take a listen. This week, I'm sharing relationship words of wisdom with my rockstar bass player husband, Percy Triano. So Percy is a multi-talented musician who has graced the stage of the likes of like Lady Gaga, RBD, remember Rebelde, yeah, and bands like The Dirty Pearls, Firewind, and his current band, Madam Mayhem, with their chart-topping single, Get It Right. Percy and I met on MySpace, and if you don't know what MySpace is, like, Google it. This was like way back in like 2005, and here we are close to 20 years later still together. So what tips do we have? I don't know, you're gonna have to tune in. Espero que te guste. Un beso, un abrazo. And I'll talk to you soon. Ciao, ciao. Back in November of 2020, during the pandemic, and 1 month before my father passed away, I interviewed my husband to get his honest perspective as to how we were doing at the time. Now, looking back at the events that happened after, I can tell you that when you go through a family crisis, that is the true test for relationships. For the following year, I went back and forth between Miami and New Jersey, helping my mom pick up the pieces and help her put her life back together again, while my husband became a mom and dad to our daughter and put his life and career on hold for us. For that, I am forever grateful. We are far from a perfect couple. We nag and bicker like everyone else. He drives me crazy, leaving all but two Cheerios left in the cereal box. And I drive him crazy with my nonstop talking. But I mean, come on, I'm a podcaster. What do you expect? But in the grand picture, somehow we're still here. We're still together. When many of our closest friends have gone through divorces, separations, it is clear that having a long-term relationship takes a lot of work. People grow and drift apart, and there are no rules that say that you have to stay together with someone forever. Unless, well, you take religion into account, but that's not the case with us. So for what it's worth, here are our best tips and words of wisdom on how to keep your relationship going on strong with love. Check it out. Tip number one, respect and support each individual's journey. You are your own person, and that should be celebrated, not suppressed. Es muy importante. Hay que respetar, gente. Hay que respetar. Even if you don't agree with the same views, like, for example, my husband and I have very different views on religion. I was raised traditionally Catholic, although I'm kind of like somewhat practicing Catholic. My husband doesn't necessarily believe in a whole lot, and sometimes that can bring with it points of tension. So you have to respect each other's views, and you have to be able to listen to one another in order to respect those views. It's okay to disagree. You don't have to agree with everything that your spouse thinks or says, but you have to be respectful, and you have to be respectful in your approach. It also helps to admit when you're wrong and to say you're sorry if you hurt their feelings. But respect also means encouraging and nurturing each other's dreams and supporting each other. Let's see what we had to say about this.
Percy, thanks for being on.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Percy. I'm married to the creator of Meal Legacy, Jenny Perez. I'm a musician, father of our daughter, and the state of New Jersey, which I'm still trying to come to terms with.
Thank you for that introduction.
It's the brutal, honest truth.
Let's talk about what has been working for us in our married life.
Well, the fact that we both have our own career and own thing going on, we're able to basically let each other be ourselves.
I think it's important that, like in a relationship, each person has their own thing going on for them and their independence. I think it also helps that, in general, I'm not typically a jealous person. So I think that you have to have, when you're married to a musician, you have to have some strong sense of self and security, really, because when you have a lot of fans and crazies.
All sorts.
It just gets kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I will say there is some truth to that saying that distance makes the heart grow fonder, because I tell you, when my husband is away, I love him more. Tip number two is face life's ups and downs like warriors. Work at it and grow, even if that means literally. I'll tell you what that means in a second. Life has ups and downs. Everything is not going to be peachy perfect, wonderful every single day. And I think that it helps when you start with a solid relationship and foundation, especially before you have children. My husband and I waited 5 years before we decided to have Victoria. And I think that that was very helpful, because that kind of set the foundation and we really got to understand each other before we had our daughter. Because I got to tell you, when we had our daughter, it was another like very trying time for us, because I was physically going through a lot in my body. I was trying to heal. It took me over a year to heal. And I was going through a lot of things. I felt like I had lost a sense of myself. I felt like I was mourning my past life. And that was a very trying period for both of us. We were both very used to our independence. And here comes this little child that we have no clue about. And with it, my health problems and her health problems, it was just very stressful all around. And we had some very trying times. And I think that if it weren't for the fact that we really got to know each other before, I think that I don't know if we would have made it this far, to be honest. Because when you're put in situations that really test your patience and your will and that test your resilience, I think if you can get through those times in a relationship, you can almost get through anything. I know the pandemic was hard on many of us. And when we said work at it and make it grow, literally, this is what we meant. So last year you toured a lot. Like last year was like nonstop touring. It was a little hard for Victoria and I, because it was really like the first year that you had been touring like the most. And then you went from touring like 2/3 of the year to practically put the full brakes on. You haven't toured almost at all this year. How has the pandemic impacted you in general?
I would say in the beginning it was definitely refreshing to be at home for X amount of time and just catch up on family. Catch up on everyday life. Then it got to a point where just things did not feel normal. Like me being at home so long and having tours, festivals, and concerts being canceled one after another with basically no hope in sight of them being rescheduled and things like this. It's completely taken a 180 degree turn to a point where it's still something that I'm trying to deal with on my end. But let's see what the next year has in store. So it'll be interesting.
It will be interesting. One thing that I think was working, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you got a little garden going.
Yes, I have to focus my attention into something. I mean, if I can entertain fans, I get to entertain vegetables.
He entertains my belly.
Yes.
And a quick update, he's still growing his garden. Tip Tip number three is you must communicate as you dance. Express what you feel and take cues from each other. While it may not be perfect, open communication is key. This is, I can't tell you and stress how important it is to communicate with your spouse. And I know sometimes for men, it's hard to express what they feel because they tend to internalize. And especially like for Latino men or even like my husband, even though he's Bulgarian, like they tend to kind of suppress their feelings as well. So sometimes it's a challenge to get them to express their emotions, right? But I think that as long as we encourage that and we foster a sense of a secure environment, they'll be more open to express themselves with us. Now, change is inevitable when it comes to relationships. And sometimes we don't like those changes, right? It's communication and how you communicate that sets it apart. But how do you deal with change? And what change did my husband not like? And how are we addressing it?
I mean, what particularly doesn't work for me from standpoint of being locked in is definitely the whole change of Brooklyn versus New Jersey. It's definitely getting used to, and it's a different type of living. And I would say anybody that has experienced anything remotely close to that would agree with me.
So our move was a big change. Our move from Brooklyn to New Jersey was a huge change, especially for my husband. And we are still in New Jersey. Here we are 4 years later. But we have decided that New Jersey will not be our forever home. As much as we like it and my husband dislikes it, we understand that we both have different views on what our ideal home situation is. And there is compromise. So while my husband loves concrete jungle and he prefers an urban setting, I prefer a more rural, still close to the city type setting. So we've come to the conclusion that while our daughter is in school for now, we're going to stay here. But perhaps when she's in high school, we will take a different decision. And perhaps that decision may mean studying abroad and taking our family abroad or going somewhere else or perhaps a different city. That is something that we have talked about extensively. And I know that New Jersey will not be our forever home. I think planning ahead and looking ahead and having perhaps a five-year plan and overall a general idea. La vida da muchas vueltas, though. You kind of plan loosely, right? Because again, sometimes we make plans and life has different plans in store for us. But having a general outlook for 5 years is a good way to have those difficult conversations with our spouses. Tip number four is your mental health needs to be a priority in your relationship. If you are not well or happy, you cannot expect someone else to fill that void or to heal you, even your spouse. Many times we try to find happiness in other things, in people, places, and we think that that's going to help solve our problems. But unless we look within ourselves and look at the core issues we have within ourselves, nobody or nothing can fill that void and can bring us that joy back. So if you're not happy with yourself, you cannot be happy in your relationship because you're always going to find something or someone to blame. And sometimes you can't even explain why you're feeling this way. Here's how we dealt with my mental health during the pandemic.
The pandemic is kind of like affecting households like all over the world. It's very unfortunate that some households are struggling to a point where it's taking a toll, not only on the financial part of things, but also on mental, and also affects relationships. It's in very unhealthy ways. I'm very fortunate that it's been working out for us pretty well.
Oh yeah, I started going to therapy.
yes.
So. Not because of you, but just for my sanity, we had a lot of things that were just putting a lot of strain, as many of us have during the pandemic. And it's not necessarily for us, it wasn't a relationship thing. It was just things beyond our control that just upped my anxiety. And I was just like, you know what? I need to talk to somebody because for the sake of my sanity and for our home, it's the best thing that I have done for myself. So I can completely say that that's definitely working 100%. And if you have that option, I would highly recommend it just for relationship in general.
Speaking of mental health and motherhood, this is a must listen to. Check it out.
Being able to self-regulate in order to help another little person self-regulate is a whole different challenge that I never experienced. Is this something that you experience at all?
Oh yeah. With her being so busy
working. This is the Unaparent Podcast, a bilingual parenting podcast hosted by me, Katia Rayero Lindorn, delivering deeply human stories about the unapparent truths of parenting. Join us as we debunk parenting myths and provide a safe, non-judgmental space for parents and parents to be. Together, we'll learn from diverse perspectives and realize we're not alone in this rewarding yet challenging journey. Tune in for honest insights, parenting guidance, and support while we navigate the beautiful chaos of raising children. Nos vemos allí.
Relationship tip number 6 is keep it sexy. Just because your relationship grows older and you do too, doesn't mean you have to stop trying or noticing. Taking time to take care of your body and putting a little effort into how you look makes a difference. Yes, I know we don't always feel sexy, but when we do, let me tell you, they definitely notice. And ladies, if your husband puts the effort, remember to tell them, ay, qué lindo. Let's see what we had to say about this.
You know what's working for me?
Do tell.
I'm gonna blush. Cool. How hot you've gotten during this pandemic.
That's because you haven't gone out in a while.
Okay. I love you, honey.
You too.
My husband is so sexy, and hey, he thinks I'm a hot mamacita, so it's all good. Tip number 6 is when it comes to parenting, acknowledge each other's different parenting styles and don't undermine their parenting, especially in front of the kids. If your spouse is talking to your child in a manner or in a way that you don't necessarily agree with, instead of calling them out in front of your children, take your spouse aside and have a private conversation with them. What happens many times is that if you undermine your spouse in front of the children, your child is not going to see your spouse with the same amount of respect. Because they see, well, if mommy doesn't respect papi or doesn't respect her partner, then why should I? Like I said, you don't have to agree with how they parent, but if you don't agree, take this conversation in private. I know that there have been times when I don't necessarily agree with how my husband disciplines or scolds or reprimands our daughter, or however you want to call it. I'll take him aside and I'll have a private conversation and I'll say like, hey, I think you were a little too rough or hard. I mean, we don't hit our child or spank our child, but I'll say perhaps in the future, let's try a different situation or let's say things differently. Or he'll acknowledge too, and he'll say he's sorry to our daughter. I think that also shows that we're definitely different than our parents. I know my dad never said he was sorry to me. That's just how we were raised. But we really try to take this communication approach, especially when it comes to our daughter, and really showing respect in front of each other and with our child so that there is mutual respect between all three of us. Eso es muy importante. And I think that makes your relationship stronger because you have like a united front and it sends a message to your child that you're on the same team. How does my husband's parenting style differ from mine? Let's take a listen.
I would probably say patience, and you just have less and less time for yourself, which for me is super important as far as being in a good mental state and good state of mind.
So while I definitely have more patience than my husband, and I practice meditation, I understand that in order for my husband to be the best version of himself and the best dad that he can be, he needs space. So whenever he's feeling anxious or whenever he's feeling stressed, the best thing that my daughter and I can do is give him space. So sometimes he'll literally go for a drive or he'll leave the house, or sometimes we'll do it. We'll be the ones leaving the house to give him that mental space that he needs. I think our thresholds are also different, where yo aguanto un poquito más in certain cases and in certain instances. Though I will say that he is better at communicating with Victoria in certain areas or regarding certain subjects like math or academics. So we use our parenting styles or different ways of communicating with our daughter, and we try to use that to our advantage so that we work off of each other's strengths, but we never really undermine each other. Tip number 7 is to respect and honor your different cultural backgrounds. And I would recommend, if possible, to visit your spouse's or your partner's home country or heritage country. I can tell you that when you visit their heritage country, it sort of brings in perspective a bigger part of your spouse. It's like putting the puzzle pieces together. It brings together a bigger perspective that you perhaps didn't have. I know this happened to me when I visited Bulgaria, and I understood why my husband and my mother-in-law did and said the things that they did, because it's not particular to them as people, but it's particular to them as a culture or as part of their culture. So learning to honor, to embrace, and to acknowledge where they come from also means that you learn to acknowledge who they are and their identity. And it also helps you pass down and explain identity and heritage and background to your children. So I can't tell you, when you show appreciation for their culture and their heritage and their background, let me tell you, they love you so much. Here's what he had to say about being married to a Latina. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, finish the sentence. Being married to a Latina, I...
Being married to a Latina, I...
Ay, ay, ay. No comment.
No, it's actually, it's been great, because considering that we're coming from completely different cultural backgrounds.
By the way, my husband is Bulgarian, if I haven't mentioned that today.
Bulgarian and all sorts of, you know, Balkan roots and stuff like that. So basically a Mediterranean mix. Mux. Yeah, I mean, it's considering that both our cultures are so different, it's great that the way both of us have been brought up, we are able to get along and find a lot of common language about certain things. And
it is interesting, because even though our countries are so far away from each other, I think our cultures do share a lot of common ground, in the sense of the strength and bond that a family has is like at the top of the list, but also instilling in our kids to be proud of their culture, to pass down their culture and their heritage, to know where they come from. Your family is amazing artistically and creatively, and for our daughter to have that and be a point of conversation for the rest of her life, I hope that she can grow up and really treasure and value that.
Yes, that's up to us.
Indeed, así mismo. Tip number 8 is to laugh a lot. Ríete. Have fun. Make fun of each other. Yeah, make fun of each other. Don't take yourself so seriously. Come on. When looks fade and the wrinkles, ganas, and rolls start to kick in, there is nothing sexier than being with somebody that makes you laugh. I see. Laughter is joy. Laughter is felicidad. Laughter is vida. If you ask me, if I am not laughing in my relationship is dead. Because without laughter, there is no joy. And then what's the point? What's the point? So if all else fails, watch a comedy movie, send each other stupid memes. My husband and I like send each other reels and TikToks all the time, like just stupid, funny things that make us laugh. I mean, that's something that you share together. Give each other a reason to laugh. Let's see how he makes me laugh. Check it out.
What is your favorite Latino dish? It doesn't have to be Colombian. It could just be in general.
Probably tacos. They're the least invasive. Yeah. That and pan de bono. Absolutely.
Both my husband and my daughter have a way with words. Ellos salen con cada cosa. But it keeps it fun around this house. Hay que reír, gente. Hay que reír. Tip number 9 and 10, I guess, is surprise them and say thank you. Whether it's with an actual gift or even having a deep conversation, sometimes when you catch them off guard, it makes them think and see you in a different light. And a show of appreciation goes a long way, even with the simplest of things. I personally really dislike Valentine's Day, just because I feel like it's just like another made-up holiday. I feel like you should express love to those that you love just because, not because es un deber, not because you feel obligated like you have to. Bring me flowers just because. Buy me chocolates just because. And the same thing goes for you and your spouse. Like, buy them a surprise gift, or send them a surprise sexy note or tags, or do something that catches them off guard, or have a deep and meaningful conversation. Sometimes they will surprise surprise you or you will surprise them. And there is a lot of beauty in that. And when you do have those conversations or when you do receive those gifts or when they do the dishes, perhaps not in the way that you liked or that you thought of, remember to say gracias, to say thank you. Don't nitpick, don't criticize, just say thank you. A little thank you goes a long way. Here's how I caught my husband off guard. Check it out.
Okay, Percy. Okay. What do you want your legacy to be?
I'm still working on it. I want my legacy to be... See, that's not fair. This question is not fair.
I caught you off guard.
Yeah. I want my legacy to be recognizable. And I wouldn't say like a measuring point for things, but definitely something that it will stand its time and being able to bring positivity and instill positivity. And just like in our immediate family lives and our daughter and things like that. But as I said, I'm still working on it and I'm still working on the answer as well.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for being on. That's it. I won't torture you anymore.
Okay, I'll go to my room now.
I love my husband's legacy because he's still working on it. And just like relationships, they take work and effort and we're still working on it, right? One day at a time. One cafecito at a time, perhaps one funny meme at a time. And don't wait till Valentine's Day to tell your spouse or your partner how much you love them. And if you just so happen to receive this podcast episode from your spouse, it is because they're telling you that they love you. No doubt, relationships take work. But if you take it from us and our controversial wedding vows, it's better to promise to try your best today and see where that takes you. Here's a quick recap of our relationship tips. 1. Respect and support each individual's journey. 2. Face life's ups and downs like warriors. 3. Communicate as you dance. Express what you feel and take cues from each other. 4. Make your mental health a priority in your relationship. 5. Keep it sexy. 6. Acknowledge each other's different parenting styles and don't undermine your spouse, especially in front of the kids. 7. Honor and respect your different cultural backgrounds. 8. Laugh. Laugh a lot. 9. Surprise and say thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Latina Mom Legacy Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, hey, share it with your spouse. For show notes, visit thelatinamomlegacy.com and click on today's episode or scroll down on your podcast platform. Un beso, un abrazo y hasta la próxima. Ciao, ciao.